hello again. It's your brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and I welcome you today, my brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining in today. The Lord bless you for that. Today we're going to go back into our study of the letter K, the second study of the letter K. It's study 11A, and we're talking about killing. We're talking about just nothing but just killing. What does the Bible say about killing? We had an interesting study to begin with, more of an introduction, if you will. And we talked about quite a bit of stuff and how times are changing when it comes to this matter of killing. If you remember, we went over and talked about a 5-year-old girl that had committed suicide, and as of 2022, killing is coming out of the closet. Things are changing for in 2021. I think when this COVID hit, and I'm not saying that COVID is responsible. I'm just saying it was a kind of a door that led to this thing, this matter of open killing, and killing being and something that's on the news every single day. I remember commenting on the last recording and saying to you that I bet if you got off of this, if we put this lesson on pause and you got on the news, that out of 10 articles that you could look at on the news, I said 7, maybe 8 of them would involve somebody getting killed one way or another, either killing themselves, somebody killing them, or a mass shooting or something. Well, right after we finished that study, I was thinking to myself, you got to be careful what you say. So I'm going to test that. And I got on my other computer here, excuse me, and I looked immediately after we got done with that lesson, and 10 out of 10 were about killing. As a matter of fact, I couldn't find one on there. Well, 95% of the articles on the news, completely and utterly, the whole news everywhere was nothing about people, but just people getting killed and killing. Yeah. And I don't know if you tried it or not. You ought to try it. Just see what happens. But we're talking about killing. And remember, when we're studying these studies, we're not looking at it in a worldly manner. We're not coming at it to see what the world thinks of killing and everything else. We already know that. We already know what the world thinks about killing. But the thing about it is how it's coming out of the closet. It's not being hidden or private or anything anymore. As a matter of fact, it's becoming the more, how I want to put this, the more gross and the more, like a mass shooting, 50 people get killed with machine guns and stuff like that, versus a 20-year-old killing a 15-year-old, and it's just one person that gets shot, and it's kind of boring to everybody now, but 50 people get shot, it takes precedence over the other. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's gotten to where killing is kind of theatrical now. Let me see. Even the ones that are killing are writing letters and leaving letters and posting things on their computer and all this kind of stuff and on this media, this social media, and getting on there and showing people that they can kill somebody, and putting it on media so they can get a million people to look at it. And they do. We talked about the definition of killing and just looked at the definitions in my little dictionaries here from 1960, and we just compared it. back in 1960, you can compare it any way you want to. I just happen to have a 1960 dictionary. I figured that was right about the time things started. Anyway, it's a dictionary that I use when I want to go back and look at some original words. It'd be interesting you look at a 1960 dictionary. But we looked at that and we compared it to a 2020 dictionary over the word kill and over the word killing. And we compared it and we found out that today's society uses the word kill and defines the word kill in a lot more areas and in life than 1960. 1960 had one definition of to deprive of life. 2020 definition of the same word, kill, had 18 definitions. So, you see the difference there. We talked about some types of killing, and it took us almost forever to get through that. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of killing nowadays. Used to, kill was just one or two ways. Somebody got stabbed. Somebody got shot. Something like that. But, I mean, if you heard about it. But nowadays, things are different. Things are different. But what we want to find out, excuse me, I'm sorry about my voice. What we want to find out is what the Bible says about killing and how God's Word talks about killing. Does it talk about killing? It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And we're going to talk about some today. We're going to begin in an area where for some reasons for killing in the Bible. Some reasons that killing takes place or took place in the Scriptures. Now, you got to remember God's Word is inspired. Every word of it. By inspiration of God. So what that tells me and what it should tell you is that it's a supernatural book. It's liveth and abideth forever. Yes, the words of God are alive. And they are powerful. And they do make changes and differences. And I'm talking about God's Word, not this manipulated garbage that's going around now and messing up all Christendom. I'm talking about God's Word, the King James Bible. Now, reasons for killing in the Bible. But first, let me just share a few things with you on the matter of us looking up the word or looking up the killing on the news. I just pulled a couple up that I look at the news and I pull them articles and I set them in I put them in a folder and I call it the crazy folder. And about crazy things that are going on nowadays. And I just pulled a couple of these articles out and about what they are about and having to do with killing. The first one here I want to share with you is two teenage girls charged with murder after alleged carjacking. But to where they assaulted a man and killed him, they tased him and killed him during an attempted car robbery. Well, the man was 66 years old and he drove for that place Uber Eats, and he was 66 years old. The craziness of it is how old you think the two girls hijacked this guy, get in the Uber Eats car, kill him, and tased him, and killed him, and carjacked him. And how old do you think these girls were? Well, one of them was 13 years old, and one of them was 15 years old. There you go. Crazy stuff, ain't it? Here's another one. A 5-year-old boy allegedly detained and handcuffed and threatened by the Maryland police, the child's family's put a lawsuit since then about, you know, so much of that garbage going on too. But this little 5-year-old boy was completely and utterly out of control to the point to where the police department come to get him, and they had a hard time getting him. They arrested him just like they'd arrest anybody else, put him up against the wall and put his hands behind his back, put him in handcuffs and locked him in the back of a police car and took him down to the police, you know, took him, and they couldn't control him. They couldn't control him. He wouldn't do nothing that they said. He absolutely, they got a video of it. He absolutely would not, he wouldn't participate in anything. He's completely rebellious, and he was acting more like somebody that had lived 20, 30 years and just developed rebellion and decided he was going to go the way of the devil. And but this is not that way. This is a 5-year-old. A 5-year-old. Yeah. And they couldn't control him. And they had to call his mama, and he had slapped the phone out of their hands. Here's another one. A Florida mom who murdered her 3-year-old son by injecting him with a lethal dose of sedatives, sentenced to prison. 48-year-old mama in Florida killed her 3-year-old son by giving him a shot of an overdose of prescription sedatives. Killed him on purpose. A Florida mom. He was 3 years old. She killed him. She killed him. 3 years old. How does a 3-year old threaten you so much that you would want to kill him? And kill him by injecting him with drugs? Here's another one. And I want you to know something. All this stuff right here is mid 2021, and right now it's just beginning August of 2022. This is from I got one here from February 2001. 2021, 2022 is not old by no means. There's another one, a 14-year-old girl. Listen to these ages. A 14-year-old girl been charged with killing her grandma. Her grandma was 65 years old. She fatally stabbed her to death. A 14-year-old killed her 65-year-old grandma and stabbed her to death and killed her. Here's another one. This one is most recent. It's in last month. This is August the 4th. This began to be in the news. Like I said, don't get me wrong about this news stuff. I don't go on the news and hunt around and impressed. And I get very depressed when I look at the news. And I get angry. And you should too. This stuff right here is the evidence of a country, of a nation that has completely and utterly despised God and kicked God out. This one here is from July the 14th, 2022, and it's concerning a man that was 27 years old that was arrested. You know what he was arrested for? For raping a 10-year-old girl. Raping a 10-year-old girl, and she got pregnant. And there's a great big ordeal about this side against that side about whether or not she ought to go get an abortion. A 10-year-old. And now they're fighting over it. And it's a big ordeal in the news and big this and big that because the state that she lives in won't allow her to get an abortion. And the state that she doesn't, the next state, she got to go across state lines and blabbity, 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 blab. What about the rape of a 10-year-old? We know pregnancy has come out of rapes. But what about a 27-year-old raping a 10-year-old. That's some big stuff going on now. I mean, big in a bad way. That's some big stuff going on nowadays about young children getting raped. And you wonder about when the scriptures tell us about Sodom and Gomorrah and when the angels had Lot up in the house and told him to get his stuff together and his family together and his daughters together. We're getting you out of here. God's fixing to burn this place. Five cities God was going to burn. Minus one, because Lot said he wanted to go there instead of going to the mountains. But he ended up going to the mountains anyway. But when he was in the city and he was in his house, all the queers and the homosexuals and the effeminates, and it said even the children, every person in the city, both young and old, gathered at his door for the reason of taking those two men out of there and raping them. Read it. And you think when you're reading that, man, that could have only happened back then that God's telling us about, and it could have only happened in Sodom because young people don't do that. Oh, yes, they do. A 10-year-old boy, a 10-year-old, here's another one. A 10-year-old boy shoots himself in Philadelphia. 10 years old, killed himself with a gun, shot himself. And that's recent stuff. Here's another one. A teenage boy posted an image on this social site, and he got caught about killing a 13-year-old cheerleader and left her out in the woods. A 14-year-old charged with second-degree murder for killing a 13-year-old girl and leaving her out in the woods. And I think when I read the rest of the article that he fooled around with her first, too. I'm not sure about that, but he killed her. A 14-year-old killed a 13-year-old. And there's so much, much more, so much more, so much more. And I don't know how you Christians out there, I don't know how you Christians out there can be hearing this stuff and it not affect you. It makes me angry. I am mad about having to live in a world like this. I'm mad that it's going this way, and the Lord said it was going to go this way. But that's still not an excuse for us to like it. This stuff ought to make you want to vomit, ought to make you mad, ought to make you angry about this kind of stuff going on, because it's waxing worse and worse, like Jesus said. It's not like it was in the 1960s or whenever we were children, or, it's coming out of the closet, and we're talking about killing. Not just lying and doing bad and stealing somebody's bubble gum and all that kind. I'm talking about killing. Here's one here having to do with let me see what this is about. I had it fixed up. I thought I had it fixed up. Maybe we'll just pass this one on by. I think we will. But anyway, all right, so killing. And I just pulled those up just randomly just before I started this lesson here, just to show you some of this stuff. And this is recent stuff. Now, getting into killing in our study, let's get into God's Word and see what God's Word says about killing, okay? Now, some reasons for killing in the Bible. There's reasons that killing has taken place in the Scriptures, and God the Holy Ghost, the author of the Scriptures, chose to allow this to be known in the Scriptures, okay? So we accept it as truth, that it's God's mind concerning killing as we rightly divide the Word of God and understand this matter, okay? In Genesis chapter 12, and verse 12 and 17 through 19, the Bible says, "Therefore it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee." This is Moses talking to his wife. Is it Moses? Yeah. Talking to his wife. And he's scared that, Abram. This is Abram talking to his wife Sarai. Okay, and they're traveling, they're going to Egypt, and this is where Abram puts his wife up to lying to Pharaoh, because she's a real pretty woman, and Abram is scared, and he's scared of? "Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me. But they will save thee alive." And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. Abraham went, you see, one reason for killing in the Scriptures that's revealed to us is to take another's wife in the Scriptures. That was a reason for killing, or that killing took place, or that somebody feared being killed. And Abram was one of them. When they went to Egypt, Abram knew when they went there that it must have been evident during that time that if somebody wanted your wife, they'd kill you so they could get her. Because Abram was scared of that. And he talked his wife and Sarai into lying. And when she lied, Pharaoh took her into his house. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, 'She is my sister,' so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold, thy wife, take her and go thy way." Abram was reprimanded by a heathen because he was scared of being killed. Killed. Reasons for killing in the Bible was for or to take another's wife. What else? Well, another reason was to take a person's property. To take a person's property had to do with killing in the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 19 says, "And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. We see in the Scriptures that there was a person that wanted another man's property, and I think it was Ahab that done this thing. But I think it was. He wanted Naboth's property, and Naboth wouldn't sell it to him. I think this is right now. But in the Scripture, it's in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 19. I didn't put the man's name down, and you get there studying so much that you, the names get mixed up. I think it's Naboth and Ahab. Ahab was whining about not getting, he wanted this man's property because he must have seen some flowers on it he liked or something. It had something to do with a garden or something. But he wanted it. He wanted it, and the man wouldn't sell it to him. He started whining and whining and whining, and finally, his wife had suggested to him, I think it was Jezebel, suggested to him that he kill him, that he accuse him of blasphemy and have him killed and put some false witnesses up to him. And they did. And they killed him. And this is God reprimanding him and said, you just wait. What's going to happen? What happened to him is going to happen to you. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? Reasons for killing in the scriptures, to take another's property. And you don't think that garbage is going on today? You better think again. Don't nobody own no property anymore. You might have possession of it, but you don't own it. Stop paying your taxes and watch what happens. What else in the Bible? Talking about killing is a reason in the scriptures for killing. Well, to take revenge. In the scriptures, killing took place because of revenge. Let's see that. Genesis chapter 27, verse 41 through 42 says, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob her younger son and sent unto him and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Yeah. But it's Esau's fault. We know the story. Esau despised his birthright and sold it for a bowl of beans. When Jacob was out there, and Jacob took advantage of the deal and got the birthright and bought the birthright, and he got the birthright from his daddy. He got the blessing. Esau despised it until it come to the time that it was time to get it. And when his daddy was fixing to die, Jacob got it because he bought it. And Esau despised it, and then he got mad about it, and he planned on killing him. This kill is not a foreign matter in the scriptures. Reasons for killing in the Bible. To take another's wife, or for another's wife. To take another's property, to take revenge. And here's another one. That's not all. To satisfy anger. You say in the scriptures, people killed because to satisfy anger? Yeah. Numbers chapter 22 and verse 28 and 29, the Bible says, and the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, now this is Balaam talking to a jackass, and he's so mad that he don't even realize that donkeys don't talk. But this one is, and they're holding a conversation, and Balaam is chewing his donkey out for going off of the road and out of control because this donkey seen an angel up there with a sword that was fixing to kill Balaam. And the donkey had better sense than Balaam did and run off the road and got him up against a wall and pinned him down. And he started beating this donkey in the head, and that donkey turned around and started talking to him. And he didn't even realize it. But here was his response to the donkey. And Balaam said unto the ass, behold, thou hast mocked me. I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. He said, I wouldn't beat your brains out. I'd kill you if I had a sword. But that was before the Lord revealed that angel to him. But to satisfy anger, that was in people's minds. It was in Balaam's mind. Balaam got angry. And he said, I'll kill you. Yeah. What else? Because of hate? What are we talking about? Remember what we're talking about. Reasons for killing and having been killed are reasons for killing in the Bible. To take another's wife or for another's wife. To take another's property. To take revenge. To satisfy anger. And because of hate. Because of hate. We get over in the New Testament. John chapter 5 and verse 18. The Bible said, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him. Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. They hated Jesus. Jesus said that God was his Father, and he made himself equal with God. And it said them Jews sought the more to kill him because of hate. They hated Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of people today that hate him. You better get that down pat to begin with. Oh, nobody hates God, Brother Thurman. Yes, they do. There's God haters all over the place. I'm not talking about just don't want to talk about God or hear about God or whatever. They hate him. What else? Reasons for killing in the Bible. Well, to execute God's wrath. Yeah. God takes all he can take, and then he says, okay, that's it. Wipes his hands of it and says, all right, let's kill him. Numbers chapter 31. Verse 2 and 3 and 16 through 19 says, avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterwards shalt thou be gathered unto thy people. And Moses spake unto the people, saying, arm some of yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge the Lord of Midian. To kill them. To kill them. Listen to the rest of it. In chapter 31, verse 16, it says, Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. Now he's talking to the nation of Israel, and talking about these wicked people that committed trespass against the Lord in a matter of Peor, and the thing that went on there. So God wiped his hands of it, and he said, okay, it's over. We're going to take care of this matter. And in verse 18, he says, but all the women children that have not known man by lying with them, keep alive for yourselves. And do ye abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, and whosoever ever hath touched any slain, purify yourselves, both yourselves and your captives, on the third day and on the seventh day. To execute God's wrath. And that's not even the worst of it. At the second coming, when Jesus comes, after the time of Jacob's trouble and the 7-year tribulation, Jesus is going to come. And that's one thing these God haters always are yapping about. Is I'm not going to respect any God that just kills and slaughters and blabbity, blabbity, blab. And that's pretty stupid to me, and I'll tell you why. Because of what we started this second lesson out by me showing you them articles that are going on right now. These people are yapping about God doing righteousness and killing people, but they don't say a word about the daily slaughters that go on and the killing and the ungodliness that goes on that's theatrically put on before them on their TV, sitting on the couch eating and watching people be slaughtered and 10-year-olds be raped and all this stuff goes on. Don't bother them a bit. But if God's book says that he killed a whole bunch of people and executed wrath, and we know that God does not sin and God does not ever do bad at any time, and all his decisions are just, and he decides to kill some people, and the God-haters say, well, see, what kind of God is that? It's a bunch of hogwash that in their heart that's going on is what it is. To execute God's wrath is another reason for killing that goes on in the Scriptures, what we're talking about, reasons for killing in the Bible. And you'll hear that when you start witnessing for the Lord and you start talking to people and telling them the truth. The God-haters will jump in there and comment and show their stupidity about what an evil God is, because he kills babies and children and kills this and that and the other. But they never get on the news. They never get on there and start commenting about all the killing that's going on right now. Right now, killing, they're bigots. What else? Well, killing goes on and has gone on in the Scriptures and is shown in the Scriptures to destroy people. Yeah. I mean, all you people out there that think God, Jesus is just one big lifesaver, lovey-dovey, warm, fuzzy God that just can't wait to hug and kiss everybody. You don't know him very well. You need to learn the character of the Lord. And I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father and God the Holy Ghost and the Scriptures. You need to learn the character and what his character really is. He is a loving God. But he will destroy a people in a matter of seconds if he decides to, and it's just in his sight, and they deserve it. Yes, he will. Exodus chapter 1, verse 16 says, and he said, when you do the office of a midwife, now this is not God, this is a king that when Jesus was coming to be born, that this fella heard about it, and he wanted to wipe him out, and make sure he killed him. So he gets his midwives, the ones that help out the women that have children during their delivery. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. There were orders given to wipe out all of the men that are born of the Hebrews when they were in Egypt. And it was for the purpose of killing Jesus. That was one of the devil's attempts. But to destroy people, you kill all the males, there's no more Hebrews. What else? Well, to seize a throne. To take over a throne. There's some of that going on right now. You think that's stopped? You think killing for that reason is over with? You better think again, friend. It's not over with. There's country against country right this second, trying to take over each other's country for the purpose of seizing the power. Right now. Right this second, bombs are flying to seize a throne, killing. 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 25, the Bible says, "And Pekah, the son of Remaliah, a captain of his, conspired against him and smote him in Samaria, in the palace of the king's house, with Argob and Ari, and with him 50 men of the Gileadites, and killed him, and reigned in his room," or in his stead, or in his place, in his room, the Bible says. Not a room, but in where he would be. He's dead now. I'm here. What's a reason for killing in the Bible? Well, to seize his throne. We see that all through the scriptures. People taking over people and killing people privately and publicly to take over the power, take over the throne. That's going on right now. And we're going to get into some of that. I mean, we're going to talk about what the Bible says about this matter of killing, and we are. But while we're going over all this stuff, we can't help but compare to what's happening today, right? Are people killing people to seize a throne today? Absolutely. It's going on as we speak. What else in the Bible is a reason for killing, or has been a reason for killing? Well, to put down rebellion. You'll notice as we talk about this matter of killing and reasons for killing in the Bible, some of them are negative and some of them are God-given. Some of them for the wrong reasons and some of them for God's reasons. You'll notice that. To put down rebellion. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 27, "If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam king of Judah, and they shall kill him and go again to Rehoboam king of Judah." This was a king that was worried about the people going and worshiping at Jerusalem whenever the kingdom was split, and was worried about that, and worried about being killed. To put down rebellion. People get killed. And you don't think countries are doing that today? What do you think communism is? And socialism? It's an avenue to get rid of the ones that rebel against what we're doing here. Yeah. But to put down rebellion. To stop the rebellion, no matter which way it goes. If it goes for righteousness, God has done those things. And if it goes for a wicked king, they're going to kill all the righteous. That happened during the Reformation. Killed the Christians one by one, burn them to death and cut them in half and sawed them asunder, the Bible said. Starved them to death, wrapped them in animal skins that were wet and sent them out into the desert. And when them skins dried out, they squeezed them so tight that they suffocated them slowly, or they couldn't breathe. Crucified them. To put down rebellion. That's a reason for killing, or a reason that killing has taken place in the scriptures. What else? Well, to fulfill prophecy. Yeah, to fulfill prophecy, killing has taken place in the scriptures. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 10 through 11, the Bible says, "And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pisseth against the wall, neither of his kinfolks." nor of his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake against Baasha by Jehu the prophet. Yeah. To fulfill prophecy, killing takes place in the scriptures. You better find out the real character of the Lord. The Lord is merciful, he is long-suffering, he forbears, and he's not willing that any should perish. But when it comes to this matter of killing, God is eternal. God does not die. And killing to the Lord is not like killing to a human being. And killing to, and just for the sake of saying it, killing to a human being doesn't mean anything these days either. Ten-year-olds stabbed their grandma to death. Or was that a 13? I don't remember. But 10 or 13-year-olds, a 14-year-old stabbed her grandma to death. But 10-year-olds kill. And I think I have an article there where an 8-year-old killed somebody. Do you know we have children's prisons that hold children that have been given life sentences? Yeah. Killing to fulfill prophecy is in the scriptures. A reason for killing, or that killing has taken place in the scriptures, is to fulfill prophecy. God doesn't mind killing people. He said, I make alive and I kill. Jesus warned with his own words, fear not him which is able to kill the body, and that's all that he can do, but rather I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Does that sound like the character of the lovey-dovey, can't wait to give you a kiss, Jesus? No, it sounds like the character of a just and mighty God that's not going to take any foolishness and garbage off of anybody. He's not going to be manipulated by nobody. Killing is not this big fake thing that all these God haters and these enemies of God and enemies of righteousness declare all the time about, he's so unjust and such a terrible judge and blabbity blabbity. No, he just don't go by your stupid human rules. That's right, he doesn't. He goes by his own law. And he goes by righteousness and justice. What else? Reasons for killing or that killing has taken place in the scriptures. Well, for fear of punishment, killing has taken place. In the book of Acts, the Bible says in chapter 16 and verse 27 and 28, and the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors opened, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. That was a Roman soldier that was supposed to be responsible for all the prisoners when Paul was in prison. And there was an earthquake, and all the gates were open where all the prisoners could leave. But Paul had been preaching in there, and he'd won some people to the Lord, and none of the prisoners left when the gates opened. And when that Roman soldier woke up from the earthquake happened, He's seen all them gates open, and he just assumed right away that all the prisoners took off. And when they found out those prisoners, when his authorities found out those prisoners were gone, he was going to be killed. So he was going to kill himself and make it look like one of the prisoners killed him, and that way his family could be taken care of by the Roman government. Something around that way. For fear of punishment, he would rather kill himself than he would face his authorities for them prisoners getting away. Yeah. The Bible says he drew out his sword and would have killed himself. Killing. And one last thing here. Reasons for killing in the Scriptures. Or reasons that killing has taken place in the Scriptures. To get rid of an unwanted person. I wonder, does that go on today? I mean, just for that reason, to get rid of an unwanted person. Well, I just read just the other day that a guy took his wife out in the country or over in a safari to do some wild this and wild that hunting. I don't know what they was hunting. I don't remember, but it was one of them wild things, a wild animal. Maybe it was lion hunting. Maybe it was buffalo. Maybe it was antelope. Maybe it was caribou. I don't know what it was, but he took his wife to go over there and was putting on that he just loved having his wife there. And this is recent now. I'm talking recent stuff. And his wife was with him, and he was pretending that he took her over there because he loved her so much and wanted to be with her and was going to show her how exciting it was to hunt wild animals and stuff. And he killed her. Yeah. He killed her. And he come up with some kind of idea, and he got millions of dollars off of her life insurance. And then he got caught. You know how he got caught? Because he had texted his mistress and was reprimanding her, saying, "I killed for you." Yeah. Yeah. To get rid of an unwanted person. Sneaky, wasn't he? Wanted to get rid of his wife, so he took her, took her safari hunting and killed her. Because he was doing nasties in the background. Matthew chapter 21, verse 37 and 38, the Bible says, "But last of all he sent unto him his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance." Yeah. To kill an unwanted person. Of course, we know this parable. We know what the Lord was describing here is that the he sent the servants to, he left the husbandmen, the people that worked his fields, and he sent these people to go get some fruits out of the field, and all the people that was working the field killed them. To keep the stuff for themselves. And he said, "Well, I'll send my son and they'll reverence my son." But they didn't. They killed him. And of course, we know this is a, this makes us think of the Lord Jesus Christ and gives us a truth about the Lord Jesus Christ, his son coming. They killed all the prophets when the Lord sent the prophets. And when the Lord sent his son, they killed him too, didn't they? Mm-hmm. But reasons for killing in the Scriptures. Killing. Did you know that? Did you know this kind of killing went on in the Bible? I mean, these reasons that we're talking about, reasons that killing is in the Bible, or killing is that the Holy Ghost has authored these matters and put this stuff down in the Scriptures involving killing itself, the subject of killing, reasons for killing in the Scriptures, or that killing has taken place for and to take another's wife, to take another's property, to take revenge, to satisfy anger because of hate, to execute God's wrath. Not only that, to destroy people and to seize the throne, take over the power, and to put down rebellion, to fulfill prophecy, and for fear of punishment. And what we just finished talking about, to get rid of an unwanted person. Killing. Yeah. The Bible's not scared to talk about killing, and it does talk about killing. And out of all the examples that we have studied today and seen Scripture over that specifically talked about killing and reasons for killing and reason that killing took place in the Scriptures, the Scriptures are not ashamed to talk about killing. This thing about killing nowadays is a fairy tale. This big theatrical facade that they're throwing this curtain up and saying killing is so terrible, so terrible, so terrible. And they're acting like the Scriptures are completely against killing. And God is completely against killing. He just wants to hug and kiss everybody. He's against killing. Have not examined killing. And they're lying. Because at the same time they're saying that killing is so terrible, they got 50 news stations on the television on any channel, 200 channels nowadays, that you can get on and within 30 minutes find out some news about killing. It's not such a terrible thing in society's mind anymore. Killing. I mean, if we're going to study it, let's really say what the truth is and really bring out the matter, okay? Let's just talk about the truth about it. Now, are there reasons for killing in the Scriptures and reasons that killing has taken place in the Scriptures? Absolutely. Absolutely. We just seen, I don't know what, 10, 12 reasons and read the Scriptures that God the Holy Ghost has authored. The Scriptures of truth, that on the matter of killing, there, that the Scriptures talk about it, and there are reasons for it, both bad and good, both unjust and just. Okay? So we've established the truth today, that there are reasons for killing, and that killing has taken place in the Scriptures. So this is idealism, this idea that killing is such a terrible, brand new thing that's just happening and it's just taking place. And so killing's been going on since man fell. It was just a matter of days that Cain and Abel grew, that one of them bashed out the other one's brains. Killing. Okay? All right. Well, we'll stop right there. And let me give you these scriptures right quick. And we'll stop right there. And we'll go into our third study of this matter of killing on the next recording, okay? So here's the scriptures for today. The first one is Genesis chapter 12, verse 12. And verse 17 through 19. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 19. Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Numbers chapter 22, verse 28 and 29. John chapter 5, verse 18. Numbers chapter 31, verse 2 and 3, and then verse 16 through 19. Exodus chapter 1, verse 16. 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 25. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 27. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 10 through 12. Acts chapter 16, verse 27 and 28. And the last one for today's lesson is Matthew chapter 21, verse 37 and 38. Okay? Reasons for killing and that killing has taken place in the Scriptures. And we see that. The Scriptures are not foreign to the matter of killing, and they are not hidden to the matter. They speak openly about the Scriptures. God's Word speaks openly about killing. So just finding out what this matter of killing is and what God says and what God's Word says about it. Has it taken place in the Scriptures, and is it talked about? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Is it the same reason or many reasons? Many reasons, isn't it? Does God author some of the killing? Yes, He does. Is God against some of the killing? Yes, He is. Is human beings responsible in the Scriptures for killing? Yes, they are. Okay? So we're getting there. We've got a good start going here. We've got a good start. All right? And on our next lesson, we're going to go into the matter of reasons against killing in the Scriptures. Reasons against killing in the Bible. Okay? And we'll begin there on our next lesson. And I appreciate you and admire you for studying God's Word and wanting to find out what the truth says. We don't have to search anywhere else. When we study God's Word and rightly divide it, God the Holy Ghost helps us to understand what we're studying and puts it in its right place, and there's no confusion. Amen? And I like not being confused. The Lord bless you. I love you with Christ's love. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian growth. Bye-bye.